Joining me here in the studio, I have got the delightful Lucy Martin here, who she is the CEO of the Watford Women's Centre. Now, the Watford Women's Centre are based right in the heart of Watford here, and they are a charity that delivers free and low-cost services in domestic abuse support, counselling and education and training courses.
We support people across the county, and that is via our three core services, we would call them. So we've got our domestic abuse support service that is open to women only, aged 18 and above, and we've got various strands with that service. So we have what we call our single point of access, so a dedicated phone line, so any woman using that phone line will come straight through to the team working in that service, and that phone line will offer kind of information, advice, might be practical information and advice. But if the woman phoning through needs some more kind of in-depth support or some more bespoke support, she may be offered a one-to-one session with one of our caseworkers in the team. It can take a huge amount of courage to make that first phone call asking for help, so the team will very much work alongside women at their pace, so that we get to the kind of the outcome that they're looking for, really. Also in our domestic abuse team, we run an online support group. It's very powerful, actually, to hear that somebody else has experienced the same things as you. Also in that team, we have one specific role. One of our caseworkers will support women from migrant and ethnic minority backgrounds, where there may be some kind of additional challenges or additional barriers in terms of accessing support.
I mean, if we go back to basics with this, how would you define what domestic abuse is?
That's a really tricky question, because it's a really, really complex area. And one of the things, one of the very specific things around domestic abuse is that it can be quite a long term. And one thing that can happen is that an abuser can very subtly isolate a woman from her support network. So you may, in the end, be in a situation where you've kind of lost that contact with your friends and your peers. So you're no longer kind of able to sort of reference what is, and I use quote marks here, what is normal in a relationship, that sort of thing. That's sort of taking the control quite subtly and quite kind of incrementally, so that the person perhaps who is being abused doesn't quite realise for a while that things aren't quite right. And that's why, you know, coming back to our support group, why it's so important to be able to talk to other people.
So what could people do? What could some of our listeners do to help with these campaigns and also to help with the centre itself?
My feeling is very much that it is everybody's responsibility. This is an issue that cuts across the political spectrum. It cuts through all communities. It's for all of us, I think, to be working together on this, and being the person who sort of, you know, stands up and says, well, actually, you know, I don't think we should be making those kind of, you know, comments about people.
What can some of the first steps be that they can take?
Yeah, so I would absolutely encourage any woman to get in touch with us, and that's through a variety of ways. If you Google Watford Women's Centre, you'll come straight to our website. All of our phone contact numbers are on there, and our email address as well, because sometimes it may not be safe, or it may be very difficult for someone to pick up the phone. So
it is wwcplus.org.uk. UK.